USA News. I'm Dave Collins. More than 80 million Americans are under alert for wind and winter weather as a massive storm moves east, and it's taking aim on New England.
All the way across the country, crews in Boston are already preparing for the major winter storm's arrival. That same storm that dumped heavy rain and snow in Southern California is expected to bring more snow to Boston early this week.
Everybody thought the winter was over. The winter's never over until it's over. So we're all sitting on Martha's Vineyard, you know, enjoying the summer.
Eastern Minerals Regional Manager Cornelius Martin says road crews have already been dispatched to salt and sand roads ahead of the storm. More than a half foot of snow could fall in some areas. I'm John Schaefer.
Forecasts show that the wind gusts could get up to 80 to 110 miles per hour. President Biden is confirming his intention to serve another 4 years in the White House, but Biden told ABC News,
"My intention is hasn't been from the beginning to run, but there's too many other things I have to finish in the near term before I start a campaign."
Biden has not announced anything official as far as plans, but First Lady Jill Biden indicated last week he's ready to formally launch re-election very soon. The chair of the Republican National Committee says the party has to be united and can no longer be divided for the sake of the country. Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Ronna McDaniel said that's why she focused her reelection bid on unity, and she's already working to bring the party together so it can defeat President Biden next year. Today marks 30 years since the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Six people were killed after terrorists set off a homemade bomb in a parking garage under the Twin Towers. More than 1,000 people were injured due to the large explosion and debris. The families of the victims gathered with survivors at the 9/11 memorial today for a moment of silence, a reading of the names, and the tolling of the bell. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The closely watched doubled murder trial of Alex Murdaugh resumes Monday morning in South Carolina. On the stand earlier this week, Murdaugh admitted he lied to police, stole money from his clients, and was addicted to drugs, but insisted he didn't kill his wife Maggie and son Paul. He blamed most of his actions on his drug addiction. Eight people are injured after a fight led to a mass stabbing at a bar in Oklahoma City. Two are critically injured while the others suffered minor injuries. Authorities say a 19-year-old suspect is under arrest. Two cosmonauts and one astronaut finally have a ride home.
Russia has launched a Soyuz spacecraft to replace a capsule that sprang a coolant leak in December, leaving two cosmonauts and one NASA astronaut without a ride home. The uncrewed spacecraft spent about 2 days in orbit before it docked with the International Space Station. That Soyuz MS-23 capsule will be the return vehicle for the two cosmonauts and one astronaut that have been aboard the International Space Station since September. I'm Corey Myers.
The long-running comic strip Dilbert is being dropped from multiple newspapers following racist comments by creator Scott Adams. Adams said black Americans were a hate group and said white people should get away from them in a YouTube video earlier this week. The comic strip has been in publication for almost 35 years. Dave Collins, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.